Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, all you do, going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day. Congratulations on surviving elections on Saturday. If you are here with us and you were not beaten, you were not flogged, you were not in a scary situation, congratulations. And my heart goes out to all of those who were beaten, to all of those who were flogged, to all of those who were humiliated, to all of those who had to hide in fear for their lives, to all of those that lost a loved one, that lost a family member because of elections. You have my deep condolences. It's a really rough time to be Nigerian, a really rough time to be Lagosian, but we will overcome. 1 million Lagosians listen to this show. They cannot be wrong. Thanks for tuning in. I've got a great show for you, starting with the big weekend. Let's talk about elections in Lagos and elsewhere. At 4 o'clock, the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions begins. Yay! We have our first debate from Group A. So in Group A, we have Tamvita Kaushik, we have Deborah Pamzat, we have Chiagozie Obonna Ugu. I'm excited. I'm so excited, my stomach is shaking. On the big hard fact, we'll talk some more about elections. Hamzat Lawal from Connected Development will be joining me at 5 o'clock. We'll take a look back at the process. We'll evaluate the process from 5. Don't miss it. As usual, we'll have news updates at the top of the hour every hour before I hand you over to the newsroom for the newsroom. Let's get started with today's big weekend, shall we, Lagos? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. How would you score INEC's conduct of the elections? What happened to security on election day? What were the good, the bad, and the ugly from across the country? It was a big weekend. Lagos, let's talk. Elections dominated the weekend. So that's all we're talking about on today's big weekend. Let's start here in Lagos, where INEC has declared Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu as winner of Saturday's gubernatorial elections. INEC announced official results from 19 out of 20 local government areas. Those results have Sanwo-Olu of the APC winning 18 and Gbadebo Rhodes Viva of the LP winning 1. Rhodes Viva has rejected the results, calling them a sham. He's accusing INEC of changing results from multiple polling units, as well as allegedly declaring results in places where elections did not hold because of violence. The police disagrees with GRV because the police says that the incidents of violence in the state did not lead to an interruption of the elections anywhere. A few Guba candidates here in Lagos, like the SDP and AA, have congratulated Governor Sanwo-Olu on his declaration as winner of the elections here in Lagos. Now, Lagos, you voted. You witnessed how the election went in your area. How was it? Was it peaceful? Was it free and fair? What was your election day experience? Do you support Rhodes Viva's decision to challenge the results? Or do you think he should concede? Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. How would you score INEC's conduct of the election here in Lagos? How would you score the security agencies? And for you, what were the good, what were the bad, what were the ugly from across the country for you? WhatsApp is 08095975805. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Give us a call on 0700-993-993-993 for men, 01465-7190 for women. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hi, Sunshine.
I'm okay. What's your name, ma'am?
Shade,
good to have you on the show. Did you try and vote?
Oh, I did. Okay. So my polling unit, and there's three polling units in my estate. Mm-hmm. For presidency and for here, the vote came on time, and it was peaceful. Mm-hmm. And everyone, and of course, this time around, I stayed and noticed that they said they couldn't upload to IREV because mm-hmm. there was even the issue with the pictures being clear or not clear. But people were like, they had to go to, I think, the local government or somewhere to upload.
Okay.
But
mm-hmm.
later on, we checked the results and everything was as it supposed to be.
Was as you voted, right.
So that was a good thing.
Okay.
And then across the country, I was actually particularly interested in two Quora.
You were interested in Quora? Hi, Shade. Oh, we lost the connection to Shade. Shade, give us a call back if you can.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir? Did you try and vote?
Thank you. I voted on Saturday.
Okay. How was your experience?
And it was peaceful because they brought a gongoro of Ninja Army soldier to stay there.
Okay.
And everything was peaceful. And my people, they love how I was taking Nigerian youth to our 36 states natural resources untouched. What I want to tell to the Lagos people, congratulations to Somolu. But you should understand what people are complaining before he was declared, what he did not do. And you see how he's going to take remove Abro. Abro is Nigeria's Lagos problem. The Labour Party man, if he's not satisfied that I still support our law, we have responsible lawyers and judges, so let him go to court and challenge what some people saw on social media. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, CJ, calling from Ogun State.
CJ, did you try and vote on Saturday?
Yes, I voted, but there was some bit of harassment.
Okay.
Yes, and eventually some of the boys that I know them, but they came against me, and eventually I did not vote, to be precise.
Okay.
What I want to say, Sandra, are you listening?
I'm listening. Mm-hmm.
See, the ugly events in Lagos, intimidation, the harassment, the thuggery and target against a particular tribe.
Mm.
Let me tell you the truth. The West, they are building an army that will even be more dangerous than the IPOP that are being condemned today. If the table at the federal is not turned around, let me tell you, we are in for it. Thank you very much.
All right, CJ from Ogun State. With that message, 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Felicia, Sandra.
Felicia, did you try and vote?
Yes, I did. I told you on Friday that I would try to vote.
What was your experience?
Yes, it was an ugly experience. Sandra, I told you that my fear was on the security.
Yes, you did.
And the security was totally zero. Okay. Nothing to write home about.
Okay.
When I went there, I voted at Ijebu Primary School in Ikoto.
Okay.
Sandra, we had some police officers, but unarmed. The INEC, there was no problem. After I was there to vote, some guys, in fact, they came in four loaded yellow buses.
Okay.
And in the front seat, it was a police officer that was in the front.
Mm.
So those people, from wherever they carried them, nobody challenged them on the road.
Mm.
With a long cane, very long cane, started, people had to run for their life, jumping fences, jumping everywhere. are flogging people, old people, flogging people, some certain group of people, that they should leave that place. And one young boy was videoing them. When they saw the boy, all of them, more than 15, they have to bounce on that boy, flogging that boy to kill him. They snatch his phone and snatch it and pieces it on the ground. So the voting stopped.
Okay.
And at Akiso, because my younger sister and the husband, Akiso Primary School, they gone to, they called me. The same thing happened there.
Yeah.
Even they used a bottle. 170-year-old man, the name I don't want to mention it, they are two, they are in the hospital now.
Right.
The same thing happened, even with petrol. The police, we are nowhere to be found. The ones we had here, they said they cannot do anything because they are not armed. They couldn't do anything. Police is very bad by telling us that everything went through. It's not true, Sandra. Mm-hmm. And I'm supporting the LP man to go to court. He has to challenge it. It's unfair for what happened here on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good.
Felicia, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Madam Sandra, good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yes, let me remain anonymous. So.
Anonymous, did you try and vote?
Sorry?
Did you try and vote?
I called. I didn't vote now. I told you my wife took my PVC to work, purposely. I told you now, she took my PVC to work, purposely.
Yes, that's true. You told me on Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what I want to say now, I know the in my street, because I didn't vote. I know that's why my wife took my PVC, because now it will cause trouble. Because they know there's a bullying unit in my street. At 12 o'clock, they didn't allow anybody to vote. That's Akisoya's street. That's MC Oluomo's mother's house. There was a bullying unit there. And again, I know Sanwo-Olu is a Christian. How will he feel? Because on that, my own bullying unit, they were beating people, chasing people away. How will he feel that the mandate given to him, it was stolen? How will he feel? Will he go to church on Sunday and thank God? Will he go to Zion Christian Church and say, okay, let's do Thanksgiving? How will he feel? How will he feel? It's painful. There a lot of people who are disenfranchised for not voting, which is very, very bad. How will he feel? How will he feel? Well, the best thing for him is just to call everybody and apologize and come out like Yaradua, that the election that brought him in was fraudulent. Then let him appease the mind of the people. That's the limit, because I know everybody is not happy. Look at the old town. People are not happy at all.
Thank you for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am? Oh, that's unfortunate. Doesn't look like the connection was good. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra.
How you doing? Good afternoon.
I'm calling from Lekki, but I'll remain anonymous.
Welcome. Talk to me. Did you try and vote?
Yes, I voted actually on that day.
Okay.
In my estate, we have two polling units at the gate,
okay.
You know.
Okay.
So we voted, and it seemed very peaceful because our presidential election was very peaceful, and then we dropped our guards a little bit.
Mm.
So if you see a video, there's a video that showed an estate where the residents chased after the ballot box snatchers and snatched it back.
Mm.
That's Idado Estate.
Oh,
by
that's you guys.
Yeah, my estate, yes.
That was brilliant.
After we finished voting, we had counted the first polling unit votes. We finished counting the first one. There are two polling units there. Then the second one, as they were counting, they were trying to count, they snatched it and ran away with it. But the young men there gallantly chased and picked up the... But got the box and brought it back.
Mm.
So that was what happened, you know, at my polling unit.
Okay.
But I voted, actually. I did vote.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm
glad you voted and I'm glad you're okay. Thank you so much. We've got Anonymous who says, Nigeria is full of evil people and those who are supporting this thing, shame on you. I've got Ajibade Adewumini Korodu who says, last Saturday's election was not an election. It was a mere forceful selection. It was not free and fair at all. The worst ever. Ajibade Adewumi, thank you for your message. Wemimo Ogunlona says, Sandra, I'm a Yoruba woman and I am ashamed of what happened on Saturday. Nigerian politicians have started a fire that they may be unable to quench. We've got this one here. In Itire, there were gunshots. Area boys did not allow non-Yorubas to vote. That's a message from Temi Tumi. Temi Tumi says, a guy followed my brother to the polling unit. After he thumbprinted, they slapped him from the back, collected his vote and trashed it. Same thing with everyone that did not vote for the APC. Temi Tumi, thank you for your message. We've got this one here from Sylvester in Ajah. Sylvester says, since they disallowed me to vote because I am from a region residing in Lagos, I will not allow them to count me in the coming census. All right, Sylvester, that's certainly all right. We've got Comrade Enang in Imota Ikorodu says, INEC, through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, I scored them 1%. All right, Lagos, I'm asking you today, if you voted, did you vote? Did you witness how the election went in your area? How was it? Was it free? Was it fair? Was it peaceful? What was your election day experience? Because that's the biggest story in the country at the moment. Do you support Rhodes Viver, who says, I've rejected the results, the elections were a scam, I'm accusing INEC of changing results from multiple polling units, and therefore I'm going to court. However, we have the police saying that GRV doesn't know what he's talking about. The incidents of violence in the state did not lead to an interruption of the elections anywhere. Elections were pretty free and fair as far as the police could see. And of course, the governor has come to say that the rhetoric that arose during the elections were reprehensible and condemnable, and he and his team will start the healing and mending process now that he has been declared winner of Saturday's elections by INEC. I'm asking you what your experience was. How would you score INEC's conduct of the election here in Lagos? What of the security agencies? What were the good, the bad, the ugly from across the country from Saturday's Guber and House of Assembly elections? 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, I want to remain anonymous.
Welcome. Talk to me.
And I will be anonymous in the next 4 years.
Okay. Talk to me.
Because I don't even understand this country. I don't know who is following me at the back. So what I want to say is this election, but I'm going to score police the INEC. I'm scoring them to 2%.
Okay.
Yes. Because I voted in Adeosho Primary School. And when I was voting, people were watching me.
Okay.
I'm supposed to put the booth where people will not see you.
Okay.
They are so big that every boys around there, they will be looking at you to know what you're doing. All of them, they will be monitoring you. And I tried to vote and leave the place. I did not stay there.
Okay.
I left. I don't know what happened at my back.
Okay.
So I'm going to my house. So many places, you see them, they're full everywhere. Nobody's around. All of them, they're the ones. They know what they're doing. Even the NEC officials, they are the ones that is there. Nobody's there. But they disenfranchise a lot of people from voting. I interviewed some people when I was coming back. They say, I'm not voting again. The one that you don't hear what they said. I don't want anybody to break my head. So before you know it, they started fighting the other street. They started fighting. And police were there. Police could not even do anything. So I just left that place. Because I don't want anything to happen, because I've already have an injury before. I left and go to my house. So what I'm now saying is that this census that they're about to count, are they going to count everybody? Or are they going to count a particular tribe? Because I don't understand. Even this morning, Sherif, one woman called. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Somebody called on Sherif's show when we were talking about what is... Because I really want to know why this particular tribe, we have so much hatred on this particular tribe. One woman called. And she said that the Igbos, they say that Lagos is a no man's land. That is why all this thing is happening. And I was listening to the woman.
Okay.
She don't even pity people that died or lose their loved ones. She was just, and this woman, anytime she calls, she will preach against, she will preach in Bible. She will be quoting Bible. It's Ahigbe.
Okay.
Ahigbe. I don't even know the type of students you produce.
Okay. All right. Let's leave it at that. Let's not start attacking people. I will say, however, that I haven't heard any Igbo person say Lagos is no man's land. Haven't heard it. Haven't read it. I have seen more people say that people said Lagos is no man's land than I've seen people actually say Lagos is no man's land. You know, I've seen way more people say Lagos is no man's land. As in, sorry, way more people say, how can they say Lagos is no man's land than the people who have actually said Lagos is no man's land. There's no one that has sense that will not know that Lagos is not no man's land. One of the candidates was an actual indigene of Lagos, is an actual indigene of Lagos, you know. The same way where you go to Enugu State, you have people who are from Enugu, you go, even though you have other Igbo people there. Same way you go to Oyo State, you have actual people who are from Oyo State, even though you have other Yoruba people there, you know. So there's no one that would say, you know, it's no man's land. And I think it was a political strategy, you know, to whip up anger and annoyance. Oh, they say Lagos is the best land. Ah! And then for those who already had hate in their heart, they used that as pretext to tacitly or overtly support what the politicians were planting as seeds in the heart of the people. Because at the end of the day, if you know day your body, you know day your body. If hate know day your body, hate know day your body. You know what I'm saying? So if it was not there to be ignited, it would not have been ignited. But at the end of the day, everybody has a bias. Everybody has something that they have hate towards. And you just need the right words to light that fire. The politicians have done it. It is now up to the rest of us who want to be in offices with multi-ethnic people, be in compounds with multi-ethnic people, be in schools with multi-ethnic people. It's now up to us to decide, how do we want to do that? How do we want to go moving forward? I mean, you even have the number one man in the state saying, oh, he regrets that you know, actors within his party, you know, towed this line of ethnic division and ethnic hatred and hate speech and all of that. You know, he says he regrets it, and he's going to try and figure out a way in the next few days, months, to fix what has been broken, you know. But at the end of the day, we all have to decide that we want to fix what has been broken. You also have to be able to be discerning as a person. I don't know if you're a Christian or Muslim or whatever it is you are, you have to be discerning. You have to always pause and ask, this messaging that they're throwing at me, is it true or is it what they want me to think? What is it supposed to feed about myself? Am I allowing this message to feed it? Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Let's go to Enugu now, because Lagos is not the only state with election drama. INEC has even suspended collation of some results in Enugu and Abia. In both states, we have serious accusations of results being manipulated at collation. INEC claims some of its staff in Abia were actually kidnapped. In Abia, LP Guba candidate Alex Oti called a press conference on election night, accusing INEC and the PDP of colluding to steal the election. We've seen massive crowds at INEC offices in both states protesting against any attempt to change the results. We've also seen crowds doing the same thing in other parts of the country, like Kano. In Kano, the NMPP has taken government house from the APC. We've also seen crowds in, I believe, Adamawa. We've seen the deadlock in Rivers State as well. And I wonder if crowds are the answer. Are peaceful, non-violent, law-abiding crowds at collation centres the best way to ensure that results are not changed and that the will of the people is obeyed? Because we've seen that if we leave it to security agencies may not be motivated committed to do it. Some of them are even complicit. If we leave it to the politicians, well, the politicians have a vested interest. So is that the answer? Are crowds the answer? Peaceful, non-violent, law-abiding crowds at coalition centres. Is that the best way to ensure that results are not changed and the will of the people is obeyed? Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. How would you score INEC's conduct of the election here in Lagos and in other parts of the country? What other states in Nigeria are you paying attention to their elections? What are the security agencies? How would you score their conduct? And for you, what were the good, the bad, and the ugly from across the country? You know, in River State, you also had people who were going around with bells, who were going around with gongs and saying, if you're coming out to vote PDP, don't come out to vote. If you're not going to come out and vote PDP, don't come out and vote. It was interesting all across the nation. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello. Thanks for calling us.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
Yes. Good afternoon. I am Mrs. Ajayi calling from Surulere.
Talk to me, Mrs. Ajayi. Did you try and vote?
Okay. I voted.
Okay.
In my own area, no violence, nothing of such.
Okay.
You go in, vote, go to your house.
Hmm.
But I score INEC. Zero.
Why?
Our military security officer, minus 20. Is it only APC people we are going there to vote for? They did not allow voters of other candidates from other parties to be voted.
Mm.
See, if this thing is not nipping the bud, 2027, it would be miscreant Aguero versus voters again. It's going to be thug versus thug. Because other party people, they are going to bring in their thugs.
Hmm.
So if you tell me if you are not voting for a particular party, what about the thugs of the other parties?
Hmm.
So this thing must be nipped in the bud as early as possible.
Hmm.
How can somebody sit down there and be telling you that if you are not voting for a particular party, don't vote? And we say it is a democracy. Even the INEC officials, once they check the result and see that it is only one particular party everybody is voting for, they should cancel the result because it is not possible that everybody will go and be voting for only one party. What about other candidates? Apart from APC, we have 15 other political parties. Nobody is represented. Nobody will be in the House of Reps. Is it a one-party state? It's not a one-party state. But the way they are going, they want to make it a one-party state. And it's not competitive. It is not good. They better nip it in the bud as early as possible.
Mrs. Ajayi, thank you very much for calling. Now, I lived in River State in 2003 and 2007, where political parties had their own thugs. And I can tell you free of charge, it was not pretty. It was not pretty. It is always not pretty when both sides have their own thugs to work with during elections. 99.3, hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Sandra.
How are you doing? What's your name, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you. My name is Chika.
Talk to me, Chika.
Well, I think the election is... I don't even know how to describe it. Left to me, I would say that there's no election at all. And it's so devastating going by the budget of INEC. You spend $355 billion, and the best you can get out of it is election marked by irregularity, vote buying, vote suppression, intimidation, voter apathy, and whatnot. So for me, I don't think there's any election at all. And you made mention of Enugu and Adeboye not very long ago.
Mm-hmm.
The question I want to ask is that the election ended in both states on Saturday.
Mm.
Why haven't we had result up to today? But even in Lagos State, where in VGC yesterday they voted up to about 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the result of Lagos State. What is holding Enugu, Abia State, River State, Kaduna, and some other states? And that is why I said that INEC actually fell below, they performed below expectation as far as I'm concerned.
Mm.
But my takeaway in this election is that there's only one thing that this election have actually justified in Nigeria.
What?
Education is overrated. highly overrated.
Okay.
And I said it because the whole dramatic personnel involved in the election are all highly educated people.
Mm.
In the polling units where I voted, somebody made a comment there. And this person is the person that actually got into the zenith of his career. I'm talking about a judge.
Okay.
And the statement was that if they can, if you can't get it away, if you can't do it and go away from their state, why do they think they can do it and go away in our state?
Mm.
And I shook my head. And this is someone that tomorrow he will sit over a judgment between somebody from another ethnic region and someone from his own ethnic region. As far as I'm concerned, it's quite unfortunate. And if we continue like this, I don't know where we're going. I don't know.
Chika, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Numa. Good.
Abby? I don't know what's happening. Your network isn't great. You're going to have to call me back, Anonymous. 99.3.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Adam. Good afternoon. My name is Juliet from Aja.
Juliet, Tambita is coming back today.
Yeah, that is what is giving me hope.
Okay.
Even a weekend football. I just use it to make myself happy.
Okay.
Now, right now, Sandra, I'm just trying a way to make my family happy. Let us just move on. Because on Saturday, me and my husband, I pressed him. I pressed him, come, let us go and vote.
Mm.
You know, when we got there, all the aboros, they surrounded the polling unit.
Mm-hmm.
They did not allow us on the line to go.
Okay.
They were now calling their members.
Mm.
Members to vote.
Mm.
When they now had enough vote of theirs, our lives started moving.
Mm.
Suddenly, it just slapped another person from my back. Ah! You are recording what is happening here. That's how they started beating Ado Primary School.
Oh, no.
Ado Primary School.
Oh, no.
In fact, that day, with fear, I voted. My husband voted.
Mm.
Tension everywhere. People were just going.
Mm.
They just intimidated us with their aggro and insecurity.
Mm.
So when they had enough votes, they don't want us to vote again. So that they'll not come and count their own.
Mm.
That is, Sandra, I'm moving on. I'm waiting for 4 o'clock. I just call. Let me just say something.
Okay.
Because I have not called radio since Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say something. That's why I called today.
Juliet,
well done, Sandra.
Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. And I also cannot wait until 4 o'clock. All right, let's hear from our diaspora community. We've got Kane Day joining us. Kane Day Ario, good to have you on the show.
Hey, Sandra. Good evening. My name is Tony Nario.
Oh, Tony is here. Okay, I'm sorry. Kendi was also calling earlier. Go ahead, then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, firstly, I'll score INEC. I don't know if I should put it at 95.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Did I just say 95? Five.
Yeah. Five, okay.
Sorry. Yeah, five. The five is even because gone are the days where you hear 2 million from Kano, 3 million from Kaduna, 4 million from Katsina. At least this year, I was looking for those figures this year, but I couldn't find those figures.
Okay.
So at least Beavers tried in those aspects. Because I remember AY Live, they did something on that and they were asking, if these people have 4 million, who are Boko Haram been killing all this while? So that was. Then for Lagos, man, my heart was broken. Like, please, does the citizen have the power to move a polling unit to their own preferred location? Because I can see they move a particular polling unit from where it's supposed to be to the house of Ali in front of MC Olomo's place. Obalegushi carry all the polling units, gather all the polling in around that area and put it in front of his own palace. Is this what we call democracy? And then I asked Sheriff this question. I said, with all this Yoruba, Igbo happening, have we thought about NYSC? The students that will be posted to all these other areas, how would they be, what would be running through their minds right now, especially the Yoruba students? going to the East. The East is not going to do them anything, but what would they be thinking in their heart going to those schools? We didn't think about that. It's just selfish interests from our politicians. But I'm happy some people are retired now, especially Mr. Chimaroke Namani. That's my biggest joy. At least you can rest.
Okay.
I'm serious. Like, thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, Tony, for calling. Have a good day yourself. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show.
What's good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you? What's your name? Hello. Oh, that's unfortunate. Hi, good afternoon.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Omo from Ajek.
Omo, welcome. Talk to me.
Ah, Sandra, please, can I speak broken?
I beg. Follow me, speaker.
Ah, Sandra, my eyes see something.
Tell me what's in your eyes see.
Last time I called, I told you that I will go vote. I went to my polling unit in Shangotedo. The line was, they go je.
Okay.
Sometime, one CDA chairman just waka come, he won't cause wahala. They just give him chance. So as he voted, he now carry the slip. They show people. So is it right, please?
No, it's a secret ballot.
So the INEC official, they were sitting there. The police people, they were there. Mm. So I now said, please, is this thing that this man doing, is it right? Before the INEC official, I now said, please, don't do that. Before you know, this man, boys, they gather me. It was my husband that came to my rescue. The line, they go, unit 15 and 15, the crowd, food, yeah. The next thing we had is tear gas. Tear gas. The lady went there, my front, Sandra, I was asthmatic.
Oh, no.
The lady fell down. We have to rush the lady to the back of the school. Even my eyes. How can you throw tear gas? There is no riot, nothing. Before you know, boys entered and started shooting.
Oh, no.
We don't have election in Lagos State. As far as I'm concerned, we don't have election. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. And I'm sorry about your experience. And I'm sorry that... that woman had a crisis as a result of the tear gas, and I do hope that she's okay. I hope she was able to get some help. I'm so sorry. We've got Frank joining us from Indonesia. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Sandra. Welcome. That woman's voice was so, I don't know, it moved me to some, a little bit of tears. Wow, elections. I think for me, it's come and gone, like I always say. I've always waited for this moment after election. You know, one thing that stood out that was really on the front burner, something that the politicians really succeeded in, you know, bringing to our subconsciousness is ethnicity. They did that very well. Like today, I'm asking myself, me, Frank, that is the first son from a family of five, lost my mom, have two younger sisters. We are just four. So my two younger sisters are married to Yoruba guys. And each time we have a family meeting, the Yoruba names are more in my family.
Okay.
And I ask myself, who am I? I'm from Delta State. I speak Igbo. Who am I? Where am I going to? Where do I belong? You know, these things, we take them for granted. We see countries. Sandra, please, let me just chip this in. This Friday, don't skip this your world, global new information. Please, we need to understand that, look, things are happening everywhere in the world. And things like this is not peculiar with Nigeria. There are countries where people, I'm preparing myself for a situation whereby I will buy or fill a form. It's happening in Israel and Palestine, where you have to fill a form to see your family member because the lines have been drawn on the ground. Look, again, I've gone past this election. Now, I'm going to tell people, in the next 2 months, we're not going to be asking ourselves if you're Yoruba or Igbo, because what we'll be talking about is school fees, adult job, house rent. And you see that part? It does not know ethnicity. Have a lovely day.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Please, go. You picked my call.
Yeah.
How are you? Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Sandra, my name is EUJ. Sandra, sincerely speaking, I am not happy.
Why?
I'm so disappointed.
Tell me why.
I expected, what's his name? The governor. Sanwo-Olu to have resigned before party.
Okay.
Sorry, my shop is closed. You are hearing the sound of it. Please, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
You know, I expected Sanwo-Olu to have resigned. Sanwo-Olu is a Christian, according to by him. He's a Christian. Sandra, I'm not born again, fine. What has Sanwo-Olu done now? Or what has he done that will make me now want to give my life to his God? Which example Sanwo-Olu have laid down for me to follow? Does it Sanwo-Olu have eyes now? He has ears. He has TV. He has newspaper. He's not buying any of those things. He's enjoying a free whatever. Does he want to tell me that he doesn't know what happened on Saturday? I'm so disappointed. I don't always follow people when they are clamoring for separation. Mm-hmm. I always tell my Igbo people, even though I'm not from Igbo, calm down, one Nigeria we are. Mm-hmm. But today as a
okay, thank you very much for calling. We've got messages on WhatsApp. Let's take a look at some of them, shall we? Mayor from Ajah says, what I observed from the election is that the graph of turnout over fairness is on a continuous pitfall from 2015, 2019, 2023, and I wonder what the fate of 2027 will be. It was nothing near free and fair. I came out and I couldn't vote because INEC came and were called to leave. We've got this message here. 24080607 is my polling unit in Ilaje, Ajah. Other polling units had their ballot materials destroyed. In fact, the election showed the dominance of a cartel in power. I don't know how to make the population I convinced to obtain PVC in reluctance to vote next election. They're totally deflated with the entire process. Shame on INEC, shame on our security operatives, shame on the locals blindfolded by tribal sentiments. We have a very long way to go. Mayor in Ajah with that message there. We've got this one here. This one's just sharing their account number with me on WhatsApp. All right. I'm not giving out money. I don't know why you're sharing your account number with me without your name. We've got Evangelist T. Praise Ajibola, who says, I heard and read a lot of news where people have been injured during the election last weekend. I don't know if this is what we call love or hate because of position or money. We're destroying each other. We're injuring a lot of our fellow Nigerians. No true love in this nation at all. Mind you, remember that everything you do on earth is being recorded, either good or bad. There's a reward in the end. I pray those who were injured receive quick recovery in Jesus' name. All right, T-Praise Ajibola, thank you for your message. We've got this one here from Remy. Remy says, at this juncture of Nigeria's checkered history, we should now come to the table and have a referendum. This is so because our diversity is broken. We have different languages, culture, and religion. It is to the good of all tribes. History has recorded this. 1929, 1953, 1982, 1959, 1999, 2023, the worst of all election crises. All these have gone down as part of history. Lagos crisis will be difficult to forget. My children who are medical doctors and want to marry, what's going to happen to them? Okay, hold on. Let me finish reading that message. My family and I cannot vote again until the government of Christ comes. I score the police 0%. I score INEC 3%. All right. Let's take a look at other messages we have here on WhatsApp. This one here from Anonymous says, there's no need to be counted at the coming census. In my next life, I want to identify as an Agbero. 18th March should be declared Agbero Hoodlum Day. Shame on Lagos for this sham of an election. Okay. I've got OC who says, my happiness is that my happiness is that Sandra will never encourage people to go get PVC again for voting, having seen the trauma of last week. OC, I will will still encourage you. Ah, well, we've got Akeem from Ikpaja who says, what happened on Saturday confirmed that the presidential election was not free and fair. All right. We've got this message here. Congratulations to the governor. May God give him long life so that one day he will answer for what happened on Saturday. His name will never be forgotten, either for good or bad. Congratulations, Mr. Governor. We've got Janet from Aja who says, Omo, some of these messages. Let me come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Thank you for calling. 99.3.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
Oh, my name is Sam from Moe.
Talk to me, Sam from Moe.
It's a good thing you are doing. I don't like what happened in through the election. Are we still both police and INEC 556 thing? I'm an elderly person. My first time I came to Lagos was 1968.
Okay.
And I've seen everything in Lagos. And for the past 45 years, I've been in Lagos continually. My children are here. If my children grow up and they cannot participate as citizens of Lagos, which type of Nigeria are we building? I see my place, which I didn't stay. My children didn't stay in my village. You see that place, they claim their place because of their name, or is this place? Many of our people are in America, and they are acting like citizens. They are being voted for, even in other places. So what are we saying? We want somebody who come to Lagos and stay and have the children here, and the children will call their name as if they are from the village. The village. I don't know the type of country. I think in the next election, something needs to be done. Anybody who preaches, anybody who say about it, such a person must be taken in. Starting from the Oba of Lagos, it was the one who said that if you throw people into the ocean, and nobody notice said anything to him. So the other people, refrats, we follow him. This thing has been there, even like from about this election. When people who are occupying high positions and are talking, and they are being hate speech, and they are not taking, nobody is taking. I'm so annoyed.
Samuel Bele, thank you for calling. All right. We have a break coming up in 1 minute, so I have time to take messages from Facebook. Let me try and take some of them. Babatunde Emmanuel Oye says, a soul lost an election. What are you talking about? And this is really long. I don't have the energy to read that. It's really long. Onion Salt Moses says, they refused to allow me vote in my area. They begged me to step aside. One of those street guys who knows me said that the chief imam told them that any constituency that didn't deliver APC to Lagos will not get federal government allocation. Wow. Okay, well, that's an allegation that we cannot confirm, but thank you for sharing it. Ben says, I've made up my mind never to vote again in this country. Well, I'm sure there are a lot of people who have also decided I will never vote again. So tomorrow when someone comes and says, why is there voter apathy? Why is there voter apathy? You point them to the elections from 2023. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's have a bit of a good time. Tavita Kaushik will be here with Chiagozie Ogbonogu, and they'll debate whether debates are mandatory during election season.